Is he gone?
Yes, in my eyes, yeah. It'll probably be a done deal, I would have thought. And I think it first came out this morning, so it just shows how quick things can move. But if they put a compensating package together, which they say they have, I would have thought it'd be near enough done now.
What's the big attraction for him, do you think? I mean, there's always push and pull factors in this, isn't there? There's the lure of Sunderland, but what about the push, maybe out of Northend? He might fancy a change. Why do you think that might be?
Yeah, well, he's been there 4 years. He's done fantastic for the club. He's brought new players in. He's moulded the players. This year, he's signed a lot of the lads on new contracts. And maybe he thinks now that he's done probably all he can do for Preston North End. I was hoping in the transfer window in January he might be able to spend some money because they were up there and they had a chance. And maybe he feels now that, you know what, the time's right. A bigger club in a way, because Sunderland are a massive club, have come in. And as you've just rightly said, probably another opportunity and you know, something to get his teeth into to maybe get back in the Premiership.
Just how big a blow is this for Preston? You know, they were starting to look a really good side, weren't they, in the Championship? Just how will this go down, do you think, within the inner sanctum at Deepdale?
I think everyone at Preston, it's a really big blow, personally. As I said, for what he's done with the club, he's got them all settled. He's got a really good squad together, which he probably just needs to add a few top players to, in my opinion. I think it's a real blow. I think players will be going in for the first day of pre-season this morning. You'll always get the odd players that will be quite pleased because they've not had an opportunity under that manager, under Simon. That's life. But I think now, if he does end up going in the next probably 24 hours,
yeah,
I think it's a massive thing for the club, of the right person to get in, to move the club forward.
They're even saying it might happen tonight.
Yeah,
so they're not hanging around
club.
Here.
Yeah,
I mean,
I can't
imagine wages will be an issue for Simon. It will be a step up, I suppose. Well, Colin, I think Preston North End, in the last sort of 18 months, have played some wonderful football at times. So there's a real kind of flair to the style of play with Barkayzen and Horgan coming in, and of course Gallagher still there, and McGeady. What sort of blueprint do you think they'll be looking at in terms of consistency of style of play and that manager that's able to carry on that sort of process?
Well, the first thing you've got to look at, Phil, if Simon does go, is about getting a manager in to get... Steve mentioned it a minute ago about having stability. So again, and as he rightly said, you get a manager who comes in, he might not fancy half of the players. So sometimes you've got to play with the players that you've got. They've got to look at who's going to come in. See, I know we spoke about there, Steve, about maybe Tomo and Snodden going. And sometimes the staff do follow the manager, there's no doubt. But if they don't, why doesn't someone like Steve Thompson stay?
I'd be surprised if Tomo stayed,
well,
to be fair.
But you never know in football, let me just tell you, Phil. But if he did, it's someone who I think that knows the players. They've all come in this morning. And you know what? There'd be a lot worse appointments than Tomo. And I think someone like him could do a job if he does stay at the club.
Colin, who would be your tip then? A lot of people suggesting, well, there's been one or two others actually on the tweets and text tonight suggesting Uwe Rosler-Pete with a view there. Also saying I'd like Graham Alexander to get the job if it became vacant. They'd have to pay big money, of course, to Scunthorpe to get him away from there.
Yeah.
Alan Leyland says, I don't want Billy back, nor David Moyes. What about Gary Bowyer at Blackpool? Goodness, Anne, that's controversial, isn't it, taking the Blackpool manager? Another one here, sad to see Grayson go. He built a great squad. We will fly next season. No other choice than Moyes getting back where he belongs. No loyalty in football. It's all about money. Very sad.
I think, Phil, whoever comes into Preston North End is a very lucky manager. Normally you go into a job as a new manager and it's because people have failed and there's been poor results, you know, relegation, so on. But whoever comes into Preston has got a really good squad to build on. So I think a lot of people can do a good job. Again, within, I would like to see that. If Tomo does stay, someone like Tomo, I'll tell you what, I'd do a really good job. If you're looking for experience, then you are looking. Why not David Moyes? Graham Alexander's one that I've written down this afternoon. Why not? Because they've both got experience. But whoever takes it will only have to tinker with the squad and put a few, for me, three or four big players in there to make that squad looking for promotion.